愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
在我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面，有包括约翰福音第六章。
Our weekly Bible reading this week includes John chapter 6。
今天下午跟大家一起来学习第六章的一些道理。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with everyone some truth and teachings in the chapter 6。
好，我们先来看约翰福音第六章。
Now let us turn our Bibles to John chapter 6。
27节。
John 6 verse 27。
约翰第六章二十七节。
John 6 verse 27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set His seal on Him.
这个地方说，不要为必坏的食物劳力。
Lord Jesus here says, "Do not labor for the food which perishes."
然后要为存到永生的食物劳力。
But for the food which endures.To everlasting life.
所以很显然，在同一节圣经节里面，告诉我们有两种食物。
It's apparent in this verse that there are two kinds of bread.
也可以告诉我们，我们人有两种的需要。
Or two kinds of food, and that indicates two kinds of needs that we as human beings need.
那也可以告诉我们，我们人有两种的满足。
It also shows that there are two kinds of satisfaction.For people.
一个叫做必坏的食物。
One is the food that perishes.
那另外一个叫做存到永生的食物。
And the other is the food which endures to everlasting life.
那是什么意思呢？
And so what is the meaning of this?
必坏的食物就是吃的到最后我们还是会朽坏会死。
The food which perishes means that once we have consumed that food, in the end, we will still die and perish.
那永生的食物就是吃了就不死。
And the food which endures to everlasting life is once you consume it, you will not die.
那这两种食物都有它的功用。
And these two kinds of food or bread have their functions.
但是这两种食物的价值不一样。
But the value of these two kinds of foods are different.
那我们两个都需要。
So we need both.
但是这两个需要有它的重要性的不同。
But these two needs have they each have their significance.
这里讲不要为必坏的食物劳力。
Here it writes that do not labor for the food which perishes.
那如果我们照字面的解释，就变成说那就不要工作喽。
And so from a surface level reading of this, we may think, oh, there is no need to labor or work anymore.
因为讲不要为必坏的食物劳力啊。
Because it says here that don't labor for the food which perishes.
那下面说要为存到永生的食物劳力。
But rather for the food which endures to everlasting life.
这是属灵的。
This is spiritual.
如果照字面讲，就是说，地上不要工作了，要努力追求属灵的。
So on the surface level, it may seem like we no longer need to work on this earth, but rather just pursue our faith and spirituality.
其实不是这个意思。
But meaning is actually not so.
这是指着什么是主要的，什么是次要。
But rather, this is referring to what is the main type of food and what is a lesser type.
最重要的是永生的食物。
Now, the most important type of food is, of course, the food which endures everlasting life.
那次要的是必坏的食物。
And the other lesser kind is, of course, the food which perishes.
那我们现在信耶稣就是要做这个调整。
And so today we believe in Jesus, we need to make these kinds of adjustments in our lives.
没有信耶稣以前，我们每一天的生活都是为着吃什么、穿什么、喝什么在努力。
Before Christ, we worried and we labored for things, for what to wear, what to eat,in our lives and what to drink.
我们第一个阶段就是希望从没有变成有。
And the first stage, we wish to go from nothing to having something.
所以我不会忧虑，我们不会忧虑，我没有东西穿，吃没有东衣服穿。
So that we don't have to worry about not having clothes to wear or food to eat.
这是第一个阶段。
So this is the first stage.
但是第一个阶段有了。
But once we have this first stage of the first basic need,
我们就开始讲第二个阶段。
Then we pursue the second stage.
不但要吃，有东西吃，要吃得好。
Which is that not only do we need food to eat, but we need to have good food to eat.
不但有衣服穿，要穿得好。
We not only want clothes to wear, but nice looking clothes.
那第二个阶段有了，就进入第三个阶段。
And once we have accomplished the second stage, we enter into the third.
享受。
And that is our enjoyment.
不但吃得好，而且吃得很享受。
So not only do we eat well, but we eat lavishly and enjoy ourselves, indulge ourselves.
不但要穿得好，而且穿得非常的华丽。
And so not only should we wear good clothes, but really vibrant, very luxurious.
所以人生讲穿了，就是为着吃喝更多、更好、更享受，天天在忙碌。
And so, and then in our lives, our whole soul.Purpose is to work hard so that we can eat, we can drink, and we can clothe ourselves with nice things.
但这个结论是可以看得出来的。
But we can see the conclusion of all this.
结论就是必坏。
And the conclusion of it is as recorded here that it will perish.
就是表示它的价值很有限。
Which means that the value of these things are very limited.
一个人死了躺在那里。
When a person dies, he or she may just lay there.
他过去吃什么？这有什么不同？
There's no difference from what he or she was in the past and what they are now.
他过去穿得很简单，穿得很华丽，这有什么不同？
It doesn't matter whether they dressed simply in the past or whether they were very extravagant in their clothing.
他过去穿得他住得很普通啊，住得非常豪华，一样。
Once you're dead, it doesn't matter if you lived in a simple home or a very lavish home.
所以我们要觉悟。
So we need to be cognizant of this.
如果我们一生都在努力这些东西，
If our entire life is devoted to pursuing after these things,
这个价值会消失的。
Then our value gradually disappears.
价值消失就是表示我们的努力等于零。
And once this value has disappeared, it means that all of our efforts is all done in vain.
因为会消失嘛，就是等于零。
Because it will all go away, so it's equivalent of having a zero at the end.
那如果价值等于零，那我们一生的努力就是白费的。
And so if our value is at zero in the end, then all of the work that we put into this life is done in vain.
那这个叫做虚空。
So this is what the Bible calls vanity.
所以虚空从哪里来？
So where does vanity come from?
虚空从我们人生努力的方向没有抓正确。
It comes from our direction in life that we're pursuing after. If we do not have the right, if we're not heading in the right direction.
但是我们看一个没有信仰的人。
So we look at a person without faith.
因为他没有其他的东西可以追求啊。
Because they do not have anything else to pursue in their lives.
所以很自然，他的精力、精神全部都注重在吃喝穿什么、喝什么、住什么，这个生活水准一直在。在努力。
Then naturally, all they're working for is to have a better life, better things to wear, eat and drink, and have a better standard of living.
因为他没有第二个选择。
Because they have no other choice.
但是现在问题是一个有信仰的人。
But the question now is for a person who has faith.
如果我们人生的目标跟没有信仰的人一样。
If the goal in our life, in the direction of our life, is the same as those who are not believers,
就是追求这些地上的事情。
It means we're pursuing after all these things of the earth.
那我们所提到神的恩典，都是在提到这个。
Then when we talk about the grace of God, we're always relating that to these material things.
感谢神给我找到好工作。
Thank God I found a good job.
好工作就是配比较高。
Which means indirectly that thank God for giving me a high-paying job.
所以我可以吃得更好，穿得更好，住得更好。
And indirectly meaning that I can eat well and drink well and put on better clothes.
如果我们的所谓神的恩典都是这样强调。
So if our concept of the grace of God is limited to this scope,
到最后死了发现这也是空的。
Then at the end when we die, we find that this is also vanity.
但是圣经给我们一个更有意义的追求。
But the Bible gives us an even more meaningful direction.
也就是说更有价值的追求。
Which is a direction that is even more valuable.
也就是这个价值永远不会消失的。
And that is one which the value never perishes.
下面说存到永生的食物。
Latter part of 27 it says the food which endures to everlasting life.
就是吃了以后。
Meaning that once we consume it,
我们会得到永生。
We will receive eternal life.
永生就是永远不死啊。
Eternal life means you will never die.
而且永生不是在地面上的。
And the everlasting life does not refer to that on the earth.
如果我们去养老院绕一圈。
If we go to the elderly care center and take a look.
问超过90岁的人。
If you ask anyone who's over 90.
大部分人都不想活。
Most of them do not wish to live any longer.
为什么？
Why?
第一个无聊。
First, because they're bored.
天天活着到底要做什么？
Every day they're living there, not knowing what to do in their lives.
第二个老化。
The second is that they're deteriorating.
老化以后，生活就很辛苦。
And so, once they get old, advanced age, that it's harder for them to do things in their lives.
所以这个永生的食物，如果这个吃下去不死，但是在地上哦，这个我想大家也不想吃。
And so, if there's a food that we can consume and that we can never die on this earth, then I'm sure none of us would want to eat that kind of food either.
但是这个永生的食物是指着。
But this food which endures to everlasting life is referring to the everlasting life in the heavenly kingdom.
那天国有多好?
So how good is the kingdom of heaven?
圣经说你心里没有想过的。
The Bible says that it's something that your mind, your heart has never ever imagined.
眼睛没有看过的。
Your eyes have never seen.
有的人环游世界。
Some people travel the world.
什么风景，什么漂亮，全部都看过了。
They've taken in all kinds of scenery, all kinds of views.
这样不是很有福吗？
Don't you think this kind of person is very blessed?
但是
，But
天国是你地上没有看过的。
But heaven is something that you have never even seen on this earth.
那个好是超过地上的经验。
And that beauty and that goodness surpasses everything that we can experience here on earth.
没有办法完全讲得出来。
It's unable to be completely described.
这个就是我们要去的天国。
This is the heavenly kingdom that we are marching towards.
那心里没有想过的。
So something that our heart has never thought about.
你想想看，有没有什么东西你没有想过的
？Is there anything that we have not thought about before?
天国
，heaven，
有多好你没有想过的
？You cannot conceive how great the heavenly kingdom is.
那主耶稣就应许了。
So Lord Jesus promised.
说没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
Is that no one can go to the Father except through him.
我就是道路。
And he is the way.
主耶稣说他就是道路。
Lord Jesus says he is the way.
所以要把我们带到父那里去。
So he will bring us to the heavenly Father.
那个是人生的集中追求。
This is our ultimate goal in life,
就是回到父那里去
which is to return back to our heavenly Father.
所以如果有一个人问我们说，那你信耶稣到底在追求什么？
So if a person asks us, what are you trying to pursue after by believing in Jesus?
最重要不是地上这些东西。
Most important thing is not the blessings of this earth.
信耶稣最重要是我能够回到父那里去。
But the most important pursuit of being a Christian is that we can return back to our Father.
那你将来的生活是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
Then our life in the future will be something that our eyes have never seen and our hearts and minds have never imagined.
那这主耶稣就说，存到永生的食物，这个就价值就大了。
Lord Jesus here describes the most valuable kind of food which endures the everlasting life.
那主耶稣这样讲了以后
After Lord Jesus has spoken these words,
门徒听起来也很羡慕啊。
The disciples admired what he said.
我们跟你就有这样，那太好了。
He says, if we have this with you, it must be the greatest thing.
我们看34节。
And let us read verse 34.
他们说，主啊，常将这个粮食给我们。
And then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always.
我们很希望有将这个粮食给我们。
They wish to have this bread and ask the Lord for it.
想不到，他万万想不到主耶稣的回答。
But out of their imagination, Jesus responded in this way.
我就是生命之粮。
He said, "I am the bread of life."
所以那个粮就是主耶稣本身。
So that bread is referring to Lord Jesus Himself.
那必坏的食物是什么
？So then, what is the food that perishes?
必坏的食物是主耶稣变的饼。
The food that which perishes.Or it's the bread that Jesus had changed.
就是从第六章开始，第一节一直讲到十四节。
Which is the account of the feeding of the 5,000 from chapter 6 verse 1 to 14.
这是主耶稣变的饼，这个是必坏的食物，吃了还会死。
This is the bread that Jesus used in his miracle, and once you eat of that bread, you will still perish.
这是恩典。
It is grace,
但是不是最重要的恩典。
But it is not the most important kind of grace.
那这个恩典其实在旧约时代已经发生过。
So this kind of grace has already happened in the Old Testament.
我们来看第六章的三十一节。
Let us read chapter 6, verse 31.
请读。
31. Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
这里说祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳。
It says that their ancestors ate the manna in the desert.
那玛纳是什么
？So what then is the manna that they ate?
玛纳是物质的粮食。
It is a material kind of food for sustenance.
它不耕种，也不收成，他们。
They did not harvest, nor did they did not sow, nor did they reap.
因为他们在旷野走。
For they were only walking in the wilderness.
但是每一天都有 manna.
But every day they had manna available.
每一天都有新的恩典。
Every day they had a new grace from God.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们走在神的道路上。
Because they were walking in the way of God.
因为神就供给他们充足的恩典。
And so God provided them with this abundant blessing.
所以主耶稣给我们的恩典有地上的也有属灵的。
So Lord Jesus gives us grace on this earth as well as grace from above.
地上是好，但是不是最好的。
The grace on this earth is good, but it is not the best.
那最好的是在属灵上。
The best are the spiritual blessings that he gives us.
所以我们信主以后，这个生活追求的目标需要有一个调整。
So after we believe in Lord Jesus, we need to have a different, need to have an adjustment in our lives.
不要说每一次跪下来都是祷告，吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，都是地上的肉体的。
So that when we kneel down and pray, we're not always praying about what we're eating, drinking, and putting on.
当然这个都可以祷告了。
Of course, you can pray for these material things.
神是爱我们，也会帮我们解决困难。
God loves us and will help us resolve our troubles.
但是更有价值的。
But the thing that is more, even more important
是那生命之粮。
It is the bread of life.
就是主耶稣本身啊。
Which is Lord Jesus himself.
所以我们信仰追求有两个阶层。
And so there's two stages in our spiritual pursuit.
第一个阶层追求神的恩典。
The first, we're pursuing the grace of God.
第二个阶层追求神本身。
And second is to pursue God himself.
那这个叫做信仰的成长。
And this is what it means to mature or grow in faith.
所以保罗在讲我们信仰的成长，他在哥林多前书这样讲。
So Paul talks about the maturity of maturation of a Christian in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十三章。
1 Corinthians 13.First Corinthians 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
这个地方讲，我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思意念像孩子。那成人了，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
Here it says that when he became a man, he put away all the childish things.
所以小孩子在关心跟大人关心不一样。
So the cares of a child are different from the cares of an adult.
小孩子看不清楚价值。
Children cannot see a true value.
你如果拿100块美钞给他。
If you give them a $100 bill.
再拿两三个会动的玩具。
And then you give them a couple of toys that can move.
他会选什么？
What do you think they would choose?
100块对他来讲这个有什么用？
The value of $100 is not, the $100 bill is nothing to them.
但是这个玩具会动。
But those toys, they can move.
就有两三个。
And there's only a couple of them.
这个一定比较好。
And it seems more attractive.
他万万想不到100块可以买好几打这个玩具。
But they cannot fathom that $100 can buy so many dozens of these toys.
那这个叫小孩子啊。
So that is what it means to be a child.
那价值分不清啊。
They cannot discern between what the real value of things are.
所以这个小孩子不是指着说十几岁叫小孩子。
So the child here is not referring to a teenager.
是指着说信仰没有成长。
But rather, the person whose faith has not yet grown.
我们对好坏的判断都是用地上的标准。
And that we discern what is good and bad according to earthly or worldly standards.
这个叫做小孩子。
This is what it means to be a child.
好，那等到长大了。
So once we have grown in faith.
就把小孩子的事情丢弃了。
Then we put away the childish things.
那什么叫做长大？
So what does it mean to mature, grow?
属灵上长大就是跟耶稣一样。
In terms of faith, to grow, grow in faith means to become more and more like Jesus.
不是信仰上不是比岁的。
In faith, we do not measure ourselves by how old we are, what our age is.
我80岁，你60岁，我比你长大。
That you feel like I'm 80 and you're only 60, so I'm more mature than you.
你60岁比40岁长大，不是这样的。
Or that a 60-year-old is more mature than a 40-year-old. It is not so.
也不是用信主多久在比的。
And it is not also using, we do not also use how long we have believed in God as a...
你信主40年。
as a determination of our maturity. If, for one person who believed in the Lord for 40 years,
啊, 我只有信20年,
and I've only believed for 20 years,
哇, 你比我更像大人,
then that means that the 40-year believer is more of an adult than you are.
不是这样算的,
that is not, it is not that way.
啊, 那什么叫长大?
What does it mean to be an adult?
跟主耶稣一样, 就是长大,
it means you're a full grown adult once you become just like Lord Jesus.
我们的看法跟主耶稣一样,
now, our views, our perspectives are the same as Lord Jesus.
我们的感受跟主耶稣一样,
what we feel, what moves us is the same as Lord Jesus.
我们人生追求的目标跟主耶稣一样,
and the things that we pursue, the goals that we pursue in this life are the same as Lord Jesus.
那这个叫做长大,
this is what it means to grow up or be an adult.
所以一个人灵性开始长大以后,
so when a person's faith or in spiritual life begins to grow,
他的注意力会从地上通到天上,
the focus of their lives will shift from the earth to up above.
因为我们信主长大就是凭信心不凭眼见,
for we believe in the Lord by faith and not through sight.
眼见就是这个地上的好,
for by sight, we believing by sight, meaning we can see what the good things of this world.
那信心把我们带到天国,
but faith can take us to the heavenly kingdom.
信心把我们带到神的面前,
faith can bring us before God.
信心把我们带到天国的荣耀,
and faith can bring us to the glory of heaven.
带到永生,
can bring us to everlasting life.
那这个叫做, 成长,
this is what it means to grow.
那人一旦成长了,
so once a person matures,
我们就发现我们祷告的内容会改变,
we find that the content of our prayer has changed.
你看如果我们仔细分析祷告文,
if we closely examine the content of our prayer,
日用的饮食是排在哪里?
We examine the Lord's Prayer, where does the daily food or daily bread fit in the prayer?
前面三个祷告都是求神的需要,
the first three things in the prayer are all praying for God's things pertaining to God.
愿人都尊你的名为圣,
Hallowed be thy name.
哦, 愿你的国降临,
may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上,
and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
哦, 这个完了才是日用的饮食,
and so after those things, then they talk about the daily food.
所以这个日用的饮食不是 最重要的, 如果祷告我们来看, 这是到第四个祈求,
so the daily bread is not the most important thing. If we look at the Lord's Prayer, it is the fourth item in the prayer.
所以我们的灵性越成长, 我们的祷告会越来越跟祷告文教导的一样,
and so the more that our spiritual life matures, the more our prayer become more and more like the Lord's Prayer.
这个叫做, 哦, 从小孩子变成大人,
this is what it means to become from a child into an adult.
哦, 所以我们成长了, 我们追求的目标会改变,
so when we grow up, the things that we pursue will be different.
好, 那这样的话, 当我们追求目标改变之后, 我们就有两种体验,
so once our goals, what we pursue is shifted, then there'll be two kinds of changes in our life.
哦, 第一个体验,
or two kinds of experiences in our life.
就是,
the first,
吃喝的神都会预备,
is that we know God will provide all the food and drink that we need.
这真的很奇妙,
and this is indeed very miraculous.
我们在信仰生活, 你不要祷告赚钱, 不要祷告世界上的事情, 不等于就赚不到钱。
In our life of faith, if we do not pray for making money or pray for the material things of this earth, it does not mean that we will not receive them.
因为神觉得我们配得, 神对我们的需要, 就很多的机会一直来,
God knows our needs, and He knows if we deserve things or not, and He will bless us with them according to His time.
所以有的弟兄姐妹觉得说不要太忧虑前面, 有的信徒觉得说不要太忧虑前面的道路,
and some believers feel that we shouldn't worry too much about the path ahead.
为什么?
Why?
因为前面在神带领,
because God is leading us in the way we're marching.
如果我们的生活神喜悦,
if God is pleased with the way we live and conduct our lives,
神就与我们同在啊,
then He will abide with us.
神跟我们同在, 神的恩典就用不完啊,
and if He abides with us, His grace is so abundant, we'll never be able to use all of it.
所以不需要求啊,
so we do not need to ask.
神喜悦我们, 与我们同在, 恩典用不完,
we do not need to ask for these things, because if God is pleased with how we're living, then He will bless us abundantly.
所以在第六章里面,
so in chapter 6 of John,
我们看他们吃饱是怎么来的,
let us find how they were filled by the bread.
我们看约翰第六章,
if we turn back to John chapter 6,
第五节,
John 6 verse 5, Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
主耶稣一直讲，讲到太阳下山了。
Jesus continued speaking to them until the sun had set.
那些人就一直听啊，听到太阳下山了。
And the multitude just listened to him until sundown.
那到太阳下山，肚子也很饿了。
And after the sun had set, they were hungry.
那怎么办？
So then what shall they do?
其他的圣经有说主耶稣怜悯他们。
In other versions of the Bible, it says that the Lord had compassion upon them.
就要给他们东西吃。
And so he wanted to give them bread to eat. 因为他们已经听道理听整天了。Because they had listened to the word of God for an entire day.
那这么多人，你要怎么去预备东西呢？
So with so many people, how can you prepare any kind of food for all of them?
第五节。
Verse 5.Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
说哦，这么多，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
He said, Where shall we buy the bread that they may eat?
这很难的，因为五千个人。
This is difficult because there were 5,000 that were there.
所以在第七节，腓力说啊，二十个银子的饼啊，叫他们一人吃一点就是不够的。
And so in verse 7, Philip answered him, saying, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them.
所以这个问题好像没有办法解决。
It seems like this is an unsolvable problem.
人这么多，你要怎么解决？
There's so many people, how can you feed them all?
那第六节。
And so in verse 6,But this he said to test them, for he himself knew what he would do.
主耶稣原来知道自己要怎样行。
So actually, Jesus knew what he was going to do.
所以主耶稣本身他有他的方法，他有他的计划来解决这些人肚子饿的问题。
So Jesus has his own ways to solve this issue of feeding the 5,000.
那我们就发现主耶稣的方法，这个门徒从来没有想过。
But we find that Lord Jesus' way was never thought of by his disciples.
他只用五个饼两条鱼注谢，五千个人就可以吃饱。
He gave thanks to five loaves of bread and two fish, and these people were fed.
这个叫做恩典。
This is what it means to have grace.
所以当一个人在追求主耶稣
，So when a person is pursuing after Lord Jesus,
他有一个很重要的体验
，He has a very important experience.
生活不会缺乏
，That they're lacking nothing in their lives.
人就是很奇妙的方法，有时候连我们自己都想不出来来解决我们生活的问题。
God's way is so miraculous that He's able to solve these problems in our lives with us not even knowing how to do it.
很惊讶，原来追求神、跟从神的生活担子是轻省的。
It will surprise us that living a life as a Christian to pursue after God, there's not much burden that we have to carry.
不是像一般人讲啊，你肚子要先吃饱才来拜神。
And it's not as other people have said that we need to feed ourselves first and then and fulfill that need and then come to worship a higher being or God.
工作什么东西全部要解决到没有忧虑，我才来教会拜神，不是这样。
We need to take care of our careers until there's no more worries about what to eat, what to drink, and then come to church.
当我们开始来亲近神
，When we first draw near to God,
我们天上的父亲是怜悯的。
Our Heavenly Father, He is merciful.
他看到我们的需要
and He sees our needs.
他就有方法来解决我们的生活
and He has His way to resolve these problems, these needs in our lives.
那活在神的恩典里面
So when we live under the grace of God,
就发现这个生活担子是轻省的
We find that the yoke and the burden is very light.
不是靠我们的才能
It is not according to our own,
才能
our own talent or
不是靠我们的聪明
Our own talent, or might, or intelligence,
是靠神的恩典
but rather we rely upon God's grace.
这个可以体验到的
These are things that we can experience.
这个不是理论，是可以体验的
It is not something that's philosophical or conceptual, but it can be experienced.
但是需要信心
But we need faith to experience it.
那如果体验过了
So once we have experienced it,
我们的生活就很轻松。
Then we feel like we're living a life that's without much worries.
有一个弟兄。
There is a brother.
他在一个地方在卖鸡肉。
He was selling a chicken at a certain place in the market.
他同行的每一行啊，礼拜六都开啊。
And people who were working in the same industry as him, they would open every Saturday.
那他自己就想，这个安息日啊，到底要不要守？
And so then they made him wonder whether or not he should keep the Sabbath when his competitors were all selling on that day.
后来他就拿出信心了。
And so he became bold and with faith.
安息日就关门。
He closed down his meat shop on Sabbath.
他比以前少做一天。
And so compared to what he was doing before, he worked one less day in the week.
过了一段时间，他发现他生意没有减少。
But after a while, he realized that his, he did not lose much any business.
赚的钱一样。
He made the same amount of money.
那在他关门之前，他本来开两家店。
So before he had closed down on Saturdays, he had two stores.
那这两家店就是保险了。这一家如果没有赚钱倒了，我这一家还可以赚钱。
And one store served as insurance for another in case the other store did not have business.
那他跟他太太两个一个人看一家店。
And so him and his wife they each took care of a store.
那每一次到教会来都很累，都在打瞌睡。
And every time they came to church, they were exhausted and sleepy.
因为精力有限。
Because the human energy is limited.
所以你精力用完来到教会就肉体安息。
And so when we spend all of our energy exerting towards our work, then we come to church. Our flesh needs to will be needing to rest.
后来他打算把一家店卖掉。
And so in the end, he decided to sell off one of his stores.
这很奇妙，他发现一家店卖掉之后，收入没有减少。
And wondrously, even after he sold off that store, he realized that his income did not decrease.
那这个体验呢，让他更有信心。
And this experience added upon to his faith.
真的，我们如果把神放在前面，生活不会有困难。
Truly, if we place God first ahead of us, our lives will not be filled with too much troubles and worries.
这是我们追求生命啊，追求主耶稣第一个体验。
This is the first experience we have when we pursue after Lord Jesus.
生活没有缺乏。
That we will lack nothing in our lives.
好，那下一个体验是什么？
So what is the next kind of experience?
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let us read John chapter 6.
35.
John 6 verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
主耶稣说，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Lord Jesus says, those who come to me shall never hunger, and who believes in me shall never thirst.
有的人看起来很忙。
Some people appear to be very busy.
但是当他一空下来，他不晓得要做什么。
But once they have free time, they don't know what to do with it.
所以他很怕没事情做。
And so they're afraid of having nothing to do.
所以要用做事情忙碌来消磨时间。
And so they keep themselves busy in order to pass time.
那这个代表什么？
What does that mean?
这个代表他内心是空的。
It means that in their hearts, it is empty.
所以他不能停下来，停下来他这个空的怎么办？
And therefore they cannot stop working because once they stop, they don't know how to deal with that emptiness.
但是当我们信了主之后，
But after we believe in the Lord,
主耶稣说到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Lord Jesus says, He who comes to me shall never hunger, he who believes in me shall never thirst.
就是在内心里面有一种内在的满足。
It means that in our innermost being, we will have find this inner satisfaction.
那这个内在的满足从哪里来？
Where does this inner satisfaction come from?
从主耶稣来的。
It comes from Lord Jesus.
所以我们看第六章，约翰福音第六章。
So we continue reading John 6.
六十三节。
Verse 63.It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
叫人活的乃是灵。
And so it's the Spirit who gives life.
Yeah. 那我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
所以主耶稣的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the words of Lord Jesus are life and they are spirit.
这个话进到我们里面就滋润了我们的心灵。
And when the words enter into us, it will water and nourish our spirits.
让我们生命更丰盛。
And so that our life can be even more abundant.
所以这个是神给我们满足的一个方法。
And this is one way that the Lord satisfy our lives.
听神的话。
When we listen to God's words.
想神的话。
When we meditate upon His words.
那灵生命一直在我们里面满足我们。
Then the spirit and life continues to satisfy us.
我们再看第七章。
Let us continue reading John 7.
三十九节。
John 7 verse 39. But this he spoke concerning the spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
三十七节。
Verse 37.On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
这里耶稣说，渴了可以到我这里来喝。
Here Jesus says, anyone thirsts, let him come to him and drink.
然后他肚子里面有活水的江河。
And in out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
下面说这就是领受圣灵。
And it says this is receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以得圣灵。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit.
会有一种活水的江河涌出来。
There is a river, a living water that flows from our hearts.
但是有时候我们常常讲，我得圣灵都没有这个体验啊。
Sometimes we may wonder, well, when I receive the Holy Spirit, I never experienced this.
所以这个就牵涉到另一个问题。
So this will then connect to something, another issue.
到底祷告要多久？
How long should we actually pray?
有的说15分钟。
Some say 15 minutes.
有的说半个钟头。
Others half an hour.
到底祷告多久？
So how long should we pray?
我翻遍整个圣经，祷告多久找不到。
And I've flipped the entire Bible. It doesn't tell us the duration of our prayer.
那到底祷告多久？
And so how long do you think we should pray?
祷告到被圣灵充满。
We pray until we are filled by the Spirit.
有活水的江河涌出来。
So that rivers of living water can emanate from our hearts.
那你的我们的内心就觉得很甜美。
And we will feel this sense of sweetness in our hearts.
这个就是目标。
And this is our goal.
所以祷告要多久？
So how long should the prayer be?
如果不常祷告，大概要一段时间。
If we don't pray often, then perhaps we need to.When we pray, we need to pray longer.
如果我们常常祷告，可能这个时间就缩短。
But if we do pray often, perhaps we can have shorter prayers for the Spirit to fill us.
那这样啊，我们吃下属灵的粮食，再有活水涌出来，我们的生命就会很丰盛。
So when we take in the spiritual food and we have rivers of living water flowing from us, then our life is very abundant and full.
那我们就不会常常觉得活得很空虚，以现在的人来讲很无聊。
And we will not feel that we're living with this kind of emptiness in today's terms, boredom.
这工作很忙，一停下来不晓得做什么。
You know that once we stop working, and we take a break, we don't know what to do with our lives.
那我们工作很忙，一停下来知道说我现在我用多一点时间来祷告、读圣经。
So that when we take a break from work, we need to realize that we can use that time to reflect upon and meditate upon the words of God and pray.
所以这一段安静的时间是在享受神。
So that this quiet time can be used to enjoy God.
这个就是我们的追求。
This is our pursuit.
不是享受神的恩典而已。
Not to just enjoy the Lord's blessings.
是在享受神。
But rather to enjoy God himself.
那如果到这个程度，永远不会离开神。
So if we ever reach this level, we will never want to depart from God.
我天天在享受神。
Every day we can enjoy God.
如果夫妻在一起是一种享受。
If it is an enjoyment for a husband and wife to be together,
那怎么会离婚？
Then why would they ever want to divorce?
如果我们跟神在一起是一种享受。
If it is an enjoyment when we are together with God,
我们怎么会把神抛在一旁？
How then would we ever put God aside in our lives?
那为什么信神信到最后把神丢掉呢？
How can a person believe in God in the end put God away?
他没有去享受神，没有达到那个程度。
Because they never got to the level where they truly enjoyed God.
没有追求。
They did not pursue.
如果我们追求，
If we pursue,
我们就会体会到耶稣就是生命之粮。
We will experience that Lord Jesus is the bread of life.
那如果我们追求主耶稣，
And if we pursue after Lord Jesus,
生活的需要他会看顾。
All of the, he will care for all of the needs in our lives.
那生命会更丰盛。
And our lives will be more abundant.
活着不会无聊。
We'll live without this kind of boredom.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
364.
Let us rise and sing hymn 364.
We're going
to offer up a concluding prayer. Our spiritual convocation is approaching in 1 month.
And
the church is the house of God. And this is the most important holy work we have each 6 months. And so let's put care and effort into this holy work. And how do we show care for it? First, pray daily for the evangelical service and spiritual convocation. And may the Lord guide and bless the convocation.
第二个,
the second,
如果我们能够带得到带慕道朋友来参加布道会。
And if we can, let us bring our truth-seeking friends and family to the church.
如果我们能够联络得上，联络一些很久没有来教会的，让他们鼓励他们来参加灵恩会。
If we can, let us contact those members that have not been to church in a while and invite them to attend the ESSC.
这个就是我们关心教会的方法。
These are ways in which we can show care for a holy work in the church.
我们最后一起来祷告。
Now let us pray in one accord.
感谢神。
To give thanks to God.